Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A lot of questions about the firm behind the exploding pagers in Lebanon. Gold Apollo Electronics in Taiwan acknowledges its brand name was on the devices worn by members of Hezbollah, but the chairman of the company insists they were manufactured independently by another firm, one in Hungary. The pagers all went off simultaneously. 12 people were killed, sources confirming Israel was behind the attack. The Federal Reserve expected to cut interest rates today by either a quarter or a half percent. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze.
It's not just this one move from the Fed. What this really symbolizes is the beginning of a series of interest rate cuts. So over the next year, 2 years, the Fed is going to bring rates back down. Probably not going to go back down to 0%. Most economists and the Fed itself has projected probably its main interest rate is going to be closer to 3%.
Sean Diddy Combs spending last night in a federal penitentiary after pleading not guilty to sex trafficking. This is ABC News. AT&T now agreeing to pay a $13 million settlement after a data breach last year affecting millions of its customers. Phoenix finally breaking a brutal record.
It's been a long, hotter than hot summer in Arizona. The phrase dry heat taking on new meaning in Phoenix. The city was locked in temperatures above 100 degrees since May 27th. But Tuesday, for the first time in 113 days, the temperature dipped below the triple digit marker. It's still in the 90s, but residents seeing some relief. This summer in Phoenix, now a record for the hottest in recorded history, topping last year's record. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
After 12 years on the market, somebody has stepped up to buy basketball legend Michael Jordan's home near Chicago. The 9-bedroom, 19-bath house that includes a putting green, cigar room, and basketball courts, selling for about $15 million, half the initial asking price. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC. Serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Kamala Harris was so classy. What did you think of the debate? My friend and Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
As a woman of color, she ran a clinic on how to school a mediocre white man. And on the other end, you have Trump, who was angry and rattled and showed why he was unfit to be president.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance held a rally in Eau Claire Tuesday. Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden spoke as well. It was Vance's second stop in Eau Claire in 6 weeks. Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris is set to campaign Friday night in Madison. People in southwest Wisconsin are just learning about a cyber attack that happened 11 months ago. Terry Bell reports.
People in and around Richland Center were notified over the weekend about a cybersecurity incident from almost a year ago. Richland County officials confirmed their server was hacked on or about October 4th of last year. A toll-free number has been set up to help people with questions. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers' magic number is 1. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Milwaukee lost 5-1 to the Phillies on Tuesday, but because the Chicago Cubs also lost, the Brewers need either a win or a Cubs loss on Wednesday to clinch the NL Central and a playoff spot. With the Cubs game likely done before the Brewers take the field against the Phillies, Milwaukee could know its playoff fate before first pitch tonight. The Green Bay Packers may be without Jordan Love for a second straight game due to an MCL sprain. But coach Matt LaFleur is ready to go with Malik Willis, who he said is prepared if they need him again.
Every game's a little bit different, and just in my initial glimpses of Tennessee's defense, I mean, this is a pretty salty group. It's got a lot of good veterans on it, and there's some premier players over there, so it's going to be a tough task regardless. But we'll put together a game plan, that one that we feel like can give us an opportunity to win the game.
The Packers take on Tennessee this Sunday at noon. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunny and 87 today. Partly cloudy, 56 tonight. Sunny and 87 again tomorrow. Showers and storms are likely Thursday night. Lows in the low 60s. Mostly sunny, 86 on Friday. A touch cooler, 82 Saturday and mid-70s Sunday.
It's 51 at our studios.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, our statewide Text to Win Green and Gold contest continues. Dr. Laura Hanks here with public service announcement at 11:33. Don't miss it.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
WMDX, the John and Gordy Family Show, and it's another fantastic morning, very cool, and it's going to be another warm day, I believe, as well.
Yes, it is, John. Yes, it is.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning to you.
Do we really know what the weather today is going to be like? I mean, we checked out so many different sources right before we came on the show, and they were all giving different accounts of at least what the temperature currently was.
Right.
Well, I warned you guys. Yeah. If we go away from the weather wheel,
yeah,
things like this happen.
Yeah, you're right. Well, the weather
what do you
wheel.
Mean when you warned us, you were all about having the computer here in the studio.
The weather wheel's just giving us the high temperature. It's the current temperature that we're conflicted about this morning. We're getting anywhere from 51 degrees to 62 degrees to current temperature.
Weren't we using either the weather balls or the one-armed bandit to tell us what the current temperature didn't?
No.
Is there a switch is there a switch on the back that we can set it to the current temperature instead of the high temperature?
Yeah, instead of the high temperature.
Okay. Why don't we use it for that? Switch it, Sam.
It's a multi-purpose machine. Okay.
The weather balls?
Yeah. All right. I flipped the switch. Which one do we want to use?
Let's try the one-arm bandit. You got that handy?
Yeah, I do.
All right.
This is for the current temperature.
Zero.
All right, it's going around. Oh,
there it is. It's
54.
Fantastic. See, it's that easy. We can't rely on technology anymore. We have to go back in time.
Okay. Let's just see what the computer says. Computer, what's the current temperature in Madison, Wisconsin?
Right now, it's 51 degrees Fahrenheit.
There you go. It's pretty close.
51. We said 55. Other places are saying 62. Okay. It doesn't matter. It's cool this morning.
Well, it depends on where the weather gauge is, right? I mean, there are different areas of the city.
True,
with slightly different temperatures.
But the official reading is out at the airport. That's where the National Weather Service
Have we
goes.
Ever believed the official reading out at the airport? Come on. It's like a
airport.
Swamp. There's something wrong out there.
Okay. The high today, about 85. A lot of sunshine
there
today.
There you go.
We'll talk to Brittany Merlot later on. She'll get us all straightened out.
Excellent. Okay? Excellent. I feel better now, and I think I can start relaxing again.
Good. Yeah. So here we are, Wednesday. Yeah, halfway through the work week. Yeah. It's looking good.
It is. It is. We have a whole bunch of stories today.
Yeah.
One big complaint I have is that there's just not enough Kamala or Tim Walz stories.
It's all about
Trump. I don't know
Trump.
Where those guys are.
They're not weird. They don't generate news like Trump does.
Well, generate is a key word there. He generates a bunch of BS pretty much every day. Yeah.
Well,
so we have
true.
To cover it, I guess. But it's crazy talk.
It is crazy talk.
It's just crazy talk.
It is crazy talk.
That's all it is.
Well, Kamala appeared with the National Association of Black Journalists, mm-hmm. just like Trump did. And this is the most recent interview that she's had. And Politico is complaining and whining.
Why?
Why? Because Harris refuses to veer off script in her second high profile. What? Well, she didn't have different answers from the previous interview.
You mean she's consistent?
Yeah. That's right. Wow, that's a strange thing. She didn't talk about her genius or her ability to, veer?
Sure. Weave?
Weave, that's it.
Well, we're going to have more on that coming up.
Yeah, that big rally out in Michigan.
Yeah. Let's get to the National Day Calendar.
All
right. Why don't we do that? See what kind of day it is today for the 18th day of September. Is it the Air Force birthday today? How about National HIV AIDS and Aging Awareness Day? Is it National Cheeseburger Day? National Chili Day? Which one of those days does not belong?
Can't be National Chili Day.
You are correct for a change.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. That's a little bit later.
Yeah, it is late.
In
later.
Autumn.
Yeah. It is the Air Force birthday today. Ah, the United States Air Force.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. the Air Force.
That's something George W. kind of,
you would say.
Participated in sometimes.
Maybe.
And wasn't there most of the time.
Yeah. The Air Force's birthday is today. Commemorates.
You don't remember that?
I'm not familiar with what you're talking about, John.
George W.
He was out of office by when I was in second grade, John.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, he was sort of in the Air Force, I think.
He was kind of AWOL. It was a big issue.
He showed up,
and he was AWOL, but it didn't stick.
Didn't
he's
matter.
A Republican. They don't care.
Yeah. Almost from the moment the Wright brothers found a way to soar with the birds, the military incorporated aeronautical pursuits into their missions. However, the Air Force did not become a separate branch of the armed forces till September 18th, 1947.
Hmm.
1947.
That's really.
Yeah, they were the.
Well, after everything.
Yeah. How's that Space Force doing? You never hear anything about the Space Force. That Trump created that, right?
Trump, I think he mentioned that a little while back, really. He brought it up again, saying that he really beat out the Chinese in getting up there in space.
The Space Force.
Yeah.
They had cool-looking uniforms.
All those troopers up there in space now.
They just
cruising around the universe.
They adapted the Star Trek emblem as their official emblem of the Space Force.
I actually have the song, the Space Force theme, on my other computer on the home screen. I don't have it.
Is it like a military march or something?
It is.
Yeah.
They tried to make it sound illegitimate. It's such a ridiculous idea in the first place.
Could we get the computer to play it, do you think?
I'm going to see if I have it in my
right,
music storage bin.
Okay. Been. Okay. It's National HIV AIDS and Aging Awareness Day today. Of the 1.2 million people living with HIV in the U.S., an estimated 24% are age 55 or over. Another focus of this campaign includes those diagnosed after the age of 50. According to the AIDS Institute, increased awareness for an aging population is necessary. Finally, the day also aims to increase support to the growing number of grandparents becoming guardians of children losing their parents to HIV and AIDS. It's still a thing, but they've been able to come up with different, not solutions, but different
treatments.
Ways of treatments.
Treatments
Thank
and prevention.
You.
Prevention, actually, yeah.
Prevention,
yeah.
too.
Prevents those who have HIV from passing it along to somebody else.
Right. It's National Cheeseburger Day. Cheeseburger.
I had a cheeseburger.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
Did
last
you?
Night, yeah.
Really?
What a surprise. We went to Culver's again. I think we eat at Culver's every night.
Do you have stock in Culver's or something?
Well, I had Tim Walz, you know. All of a sudden, he influenced my entire family, and now everybody wants to eat at Culver's every night. Mm. Although this time I got a single slab of meat.
Uh-huh.
You know, they usually have the double cheeseburgers.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is like a double now.
Well, it's funny you mentioned that because a few days ago it was National Cheeseburger Double Cheeseburger Day.
Oh, it was.
Well, we missed it. I think it was on the weekend. But there are many theories of the beginning of the cheeseburger dating back to the 1920s. One story suggests that Lionel Sternberger invented the cheeseburger in 1926. Do we have the SNL thing with the cheeseburger, cheeseburger? Yeah, okay.
That must have taken quite a lot of thought.
One story suggests that he invented the cheeseburger in 1926.
By accident?
While working at his father's Pasadena, California sandwich shop. Oh. The Right Spot. The Right Spot, it was called. During an experiment, he dropped a slice of American cheese on a sizzling hamburger. And the rest is history.
Oh, jeez, really?
It sounds like a story.
A true accident. Yeah. Oh, come on.
A restaurant in Los Angeles called Odell's placed the cheeseburger on their menu in 1928. That's the first time it got on a menu. Mm. Yeah.
Always had to order it special.
Mm. Yeah, that's right. Okay, we salute the cheeseburger today.
Yes, we do.
Okay. Anything in the history books, Sam?
We got a couple of things here.
Yeah,
today in 1793, construction began on the U.S. Capitol.
1793?
Mm-hmm. George Washington, he laid one of the cornerstones, actually. They don't know which stone anymore, though.
Really?
You'd think they would have like put a plaque on it, but they didn't actually look at which one he put down. And he didn't live to see the building completed. He died just 6 years later in 1799.
Oh, okay.
But a couple other things here. Today in 1851, the New York Times began publishing, pretty old newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
Back then, it was called the New York Daily Times, renamed themselves.
Okay.
Today in 1970, Jimi Hendrix passed away.
Yeah, yeah.
Oof. Yeah.
Young age, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unfortunate.
So
I wonder.
24, I think, something like that.
He was young, in his 20s still, I believe, yeah. I don't
computer,
know how old
how
he was.
Old was Jimi Hendrix when he died?
Jimi Hendrix died at 27 years old in 1970 in Notting Hill, London, England, UK.
Okay.
His cause of death was barbiturate overdose.
Okay, 27. That's right.
Yep.
I think Janis Joplin.
The 27 Club.
The 27 Club, yeah. And Jim Morrison.
I told you that my sister put Jimi Hendrix up in her apartment.
Where?
In New York.
Jimi Hendrix stayed at your sister's apartment in New York?
Just briefly, yeah, on a stopover.
Yeah?
Yep.
What does she remember about that? What does she say?
I don't remember too much. I don't think she told me too much. She just said in a letter, you know, because we didn't have communication at that time. We had to send letters.
okay.
And the telegraph wasn't as advanced as. But anyway, she wrote a letter that I should listen to this guy, Jimi Hendrix, sometime.
Yeah, really?
That I'd like his music. Yeah.
Wow. What year was
That's
this
crazy.
That she
Well, I don't know.
Had
I think
him
it was
at her apartment.
It was about the same time that Fire came out. Because I had already heard the song on the British billboards on WLS.
All right.
So I was familiar with Jimi Hendrix. I wrote back, you know, 8 months later. did you just say you knew Jimi Hendrix?
It's crazy.
Yeah, pretty wild.
Mm-hmm. It is 18 minutes past the hour on this Wednesday. A cool start this morning, 54 degrees currently. Highs in the mid-80s. Back with more of the John and Gordy Show right around the corner.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL HHS or the U.S. government.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX Madison, the John and Gordy Show. Happy Wednesday to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me just say something here.
All right. You have something to tell us, right?
You know, I've been thinking about this for a long time.
Yeah. You've been pondering this for a while.
When am I going to make this announcement?
I was wondering what you were going to say.
I don't know. You know, should I say it today? Should I say it tomorrow? Should I say it later today? Should I tell anybody?
So that's what you're really pondering, to say it?
Yes.
Not so much what you were going to say.
Right. But here is what I was going to say, that this portion of the John and Gordy Show is sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. You can find them on Madison's west side or east side. Or you can find them online at verlo.com. That's verlo.com.
That's fantastic.
I know.
Wow.
Yeah.
You put a lot of thought into that.
I'm going to think about it some more a little bit later on today. It is 6:22. Good morning.
That's why you have Gordy's Corner over there, right? Your lawn chair. The fan.
You got to come over to the gazebo one of these days.
I actually have to, yes. Yeah. Your backyard, little gazebo that you put up.
Now all I need is a dog to, uh-oh. Hang around the gazebo. Not your dog.
2 days in a row. You can have my dog.
No, I don't want your dog. That dog's crazy.
She is.
Just running around nuts all the time.
She is nuts.
Does it ever run out of energy?
No. No, not at all. I mean, we're sitting there quietly contemplating X and some of the stories we're reading on it.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly, all of a sudden, in the other room, that dog starts going absolutely crazy, barking out the window. Oh, my God. Must be a chipmunk or a squirrel or a little tiny bunny rabbit. But it's always something. It is always something.
Does it react to stuff on the TV? Because I'm watching all these TikTok videos now of dogs getting into TV watching.
Yes.
I never knew that they... I never had a dog that watched TV.
Yeah.
Not yet, anyway.
Yeah.
But they watch it, and they get involved. They watch the action. I was watching this one video of the dog. It's like a German Shepherd watching Jurassic Park.
Oh.
And you know that scene where the dinosaur is trying to break into the kitchen where the kids are, you know, and you can see the shadow of the, and the dog is totally into the scene and starts barking right away. It's great.
Get that dinosaur out of here. Yeah. I'm going to protect these kids.
Right.
Yeah. Our first dog watched TV, and he loved football. He did not like golf.
Wasn't a golf fan, huh?
No. Every time you heard the swing of the golf club, seriously, you know, I'd golf on for some stupid-ass reason, I think after the football game.
Yeah.
And he would just, oh, that was not good. Yeah. And he even recognized four. You know, sometimes they'd say that.
Yeah.
And he recognized that, and he'd come running out into the living room, just, you know, jumping.
See if somebody's going
to
get
hit. He used to jump at the TV. This is before the big flat-screen TVs. Yeah. I had a, you know, tube, and it was getting scratched. The front surface was all nicked up and scratched from that dog.
Oh, man.
But he loved football. He just loved it. Just sat there and watched it.
Yeah.
But some dogs don't look at it at all. But our new one, our female, is she notices it every once in a while. If there's a horse on it or another dog, goes running up to the TV.
That's, you know, it's kind of cool in a way, but
it is.
When they get start attacking the TV,
when
that's
they
not
jump
good.
At the TV, we have it nice and high now, so that's not happening anymore.
Good
on our OLED, it's not going to take place.
Okay. So what's trending today? What do we think is out there?
Well,
what are the big news items?
Well, I think one of the big stories, and we're falling a little behind the curve here. This story kind of freaked me out. The greening of Europe.
Right.
The EU now generates more power from wind and solar than they do from fossil fuels. It's an amazing,
incredible
story.
Yeah. That's tremendous. I mean, think of that.
The entire EU has made that conversion, and now they're on the way to clean energy, more clean energy.
Mm-hmm.
So we're behind. We're falling behind as a nation.
They have more high-speed rail. They have less cars.
They
keep going that, and more solar.
Commuter rail is just unbelievable. Yeah. You can go anywhere, travel anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I hear the prices of that are going up, though.
Really?
You know, yeah. Taking a nice little trip here, there. It seems really convenient, very quick, very fast.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, prices have gone up.
Yeah.
But again, you know, Europe is ahead of us, producing more energy from solar and wind than the U.S. And if you can imagine
astounding.
Trump getting in power, he's going to defund all of these incentives to turn green in this country, because we just have to produce more oil. Just got to get more of it.
With the oil companies. Yeah. They're backing them up.
Yeah.
It
doesn't make any sense at all. I mean, we've got all of this stuff in place. We've got this infrastructure, growing infrastructure. And I think the one thing that no one makes a big argument about, and that is the conversion cost. You know, we're just going to a new part of our history. You know, we're entering the future. We're changing from one energy source to another one.
Mm-hmm.
And it costs a lot of money, this conversion, putting in the charging stations, the different kinds of charging stations, how much time you want to spend at these charging stations. And then on top of that, you know, they're using hydrogen for the 18-wheelers, the heavy traffic, construction machines that are going to be on hydrogen. And then there is competing sources that use air.
Air?
And, it's... You know, the thing is, and this is the scary part, is that we're desperately trying to move over to electric vehicles. Mm-hmm. And there are other technologies waiting in the wings to take over and actually maybe replace EVs.
Step right in.
So, you know, the slower we make this process, the worse it becomes. Then we have more choices to make and more conversions to make and pay for. And it costs a lot of money to convert. And that's one of the problems with healthcare, too. If we go to a single-payer system, it's going to cost a lot of money initially.
Sure.
In fact, a lot of us are seeing it on our electric bills, as going back to electricity again, because they're converting and they're adjusting everything within their companies in order to supply more electricity. So it's going to cost more. Bills are going up, even though we're using free energy, wind and solar. You know, it's out there for free. We don't have to store it or anything or travel with it.
Yep. But we got to convert to it.
We got to get there, and it costs a lot of money to do that.
It is 6:29. Coming up, Idiocracy. Yes, we're going to talk about more about greening EU. And Fox asked Trump about a bad debate. It's coming up on the John and Gordy Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matinair on Air.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Some good news for diesel users as we head into the fall, as the prices may become favorable. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and here with us is Jason Schwantz, the Vice President of Energy at CHS, to explain why this may be occurring and how much those prices may drop.
Actually, the supply chain is pretty full. Refinery run rates have been running at some historical highs, and the supply chain seems to be in a fairly good spot. I think the economy is playing somewhat of a factor, too. I think interest rates making it a little tougher on the economy, and that is actually affecting demand. And therefore, I think for this fall season, we're going to start out in a good position. Now, I think there's an extremely large crop out there, and how fast it comes on with this warm weather that we've been having could be a factor in that.
Jason Schwantz says that the diesel prices are something that we're going to want to keep an eye on these next few weeks. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and we'll take a look at your morning markets right after this message.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Rural Mutual is the number one farm insurer in Wisconsin for a good reason. As a company founded by farmers, they understand the ag industry and its challenges. Local agents offer farm families the best advice and personalized coverage. Visit ruralmutual.com to find an agent near you.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Wisconsin Farm Bureau is the trusted voice leading agriculture forward. Through the efforts of farmers, supported by organizations like Farm Bureau, agriculture continues to sustainably advance, meeting the needs of today while addressing the challenges that come with feeding a growing population. By providing resources, training, and advocacy, Farm Bureau empowers farmers to embrace sustainable solutions for a stronger tomorrow.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture, Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's take a look at the morning markets from Chicago. December corn contracts trading at 414 and a quarter, up 1 3/4. November soybeans are up 13 cents at 1019. December wheat is up 1.5 cents at 577 and a quarter. Class 3 milk contracts for October are up 6 cents at 2396 a hundredweight. November class 3 milk contracts are at 2321 a hundredweight, up 17 cents. Barrels of cheese made a big jump, up 7.5 cents at 256 and a half. 40-pound blocks of cheese is down 2 1/4 at 227 3/4. Butter saw a little jump yesterday as well, and those contracts are sitting at 308.5, up 1.5. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunny and 87 today. Partly cloudy, 56 tonight. Sunny and 87 again tomorrow. Showers and storms are likely Thursday night. Lows in the low 60s. Mostly sunny, 86 on Friday. A touch cooler, 82 Saturday and mid-70s Sunday.
It's 51 at our studios.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. Your local realtor, friend, and neighbor has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Carl and Peggy Hendricks from the Hendricks Distillery in Oshkosh. And Sarah Enwald, Festival Manager for Festivals of Cedarburg, joins to discuss Cedarburg's Wine and Harvest Festival.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down. With no natural predators to thin the herd, it began to simply reward those who reproduced the most and left the intelligent to become an endangered species.
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Oh, yeah. We are definitely going to be talking about one of the dumbest guys in the world who comes across very, very smart. This is 92.7 WMDX, the John and Gordy Family Show.
It is 6:35. Temperatures in the mid-50s this morning, getting into the mid-80s this afternoon. After 7 o'clock, we'll have our next keyword in our Go for the Green and Gold Text Win Contest. Again, that's a little bit after 7 o'clock. We'll reveal that keyword, $100 cash, this time around. Okay.
Well, that sounds great.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
My son's turned me on to this pseudo-intellectual.
Who?
He doesn't have much of an education, but he's out there and he's talking on college campuses. He's making it seem like he did go to college. This is Jordan Peterson, one of the most amazing dumbasses you're ever going
to
hear.
Is he related to you?
No.
Okay.
No. Well, you would think, right? He's a dumbass.
Jordan Peterson.
I've been accused of that before. All right. He's all hot and bothered about every little thing.
Is he?
Yeah. And he's a true bigot. But we're not going to get into that part of it this time around. We're going to talk about something that's really bothering him, and that's the C40 Consortium. What the hell is this?
I've never heard of that.
Consortium. Well, you know what that is? It's 40 municipalities across the United States. Okay. And they have an agenda. You got to watch out for those agendas,
yeah.
All right? Like Agenda 47 from Trump. Agenda. Let's check out what is bothering Jordan Peterson, pseudo-intellectual.
Okay.
These bloody nature worshippers, they'll take everything from you. Do you know what the C40 Consortium is?
No. I've heard of it, but I don't know enough about it.
It's a consortium of municipalities, 40 of the biggest cities in the world. They've all signed on to this. So what's their agenda? You can't even believe this is true. One short-haul flight per person every 3 years. 95% reduction in private automobile ownership. You know this idea we're going to have electric cars?
Yeah.
Everyone knows the grid can't withstand that. No meat consumption.
I know. Europe right now. Yeah. Everywhere we go, it feels like people are evangelizing veganism to us.
Yeah. Finally, 3 items of clothing a year. That's their plan.
No.
Absolutely. How much bloody clothing do you need? Yeah. The planet's at stake. You know, and you need to drive? What makes you so special?
Yeah.
What puts you above the rats and the weeds, exactly?
Stay home, watch porn, and get Uber Eats from the electric car and just shut up, man.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you get Uber Eats, what are you going to get? You're roasted, what?
Mushrooms.
Soy. So you can grow breasts as a man.
Mm.
There's a lot of stuff going on.
And the host, of course, of the show interviewing him had a few things to say. I don't know if he took him seriously or not with those comments, but that's Jordan Peterson. Those are the intellectuals on the right wing. And again, my son is watching these people every once in a while, and he's saying, "Dad, you got to check this guy out. He's crazy, you know." And yeah, he is. He's nuts.
It's like, Thank you for sharing that.
It's like watching Ben Shapiro, you know.
Oh, boy.
God, the guy is on fast forward all the time, you know.
Maybe he's had too much coffee.
I think so.
You think so?
Yeah.
You know, there's a new study about coffee. Just came out. Yeah, just came out.
Oh.
A morning cup of coffee may do more than just perk you up, according to some new research here. Moderate amounts of coffee and caffeine intake, defined as about 3 cups of coffee or tea a day, were associated with lower risk of developing cardiometabolic multimorbidity. That's a mouthful.
There you go.
Carbo.
Hey, does anybody want coffee?
coffee?
Yes, over here. We
who
need
wants
to
coffee?
Get rid of our cardio metabolic multi-morbidity.
You know what it does to some people?
What?
It forces them to walk backwards, saying coffee backwards.
Do that? Yeah.
Coffee. Yeah. Oh, there he is, right there.
Coffee.
Yeah, thanks.
Anyway, another study that says coffee's good for you, basically.
You know, that guy somehow escaped from Twin Peaks, and I don't know how.
He's taken up residence here on State Street.
He's back.
Yeah.
All right.
So,
well, hey.
Enjoy that coffee today.
You know, J.D. Vance has made a few mistakes.
Yeah?
You know, going out there, speaking in public.
Accepting the nomination for vice president was a big mistake.
Yeah, the biggest mistake of all.
Yeah.
Of course, he's out there talking about Trump's plans for health care. He doesn't want to speak for Trump at all, but
he still has
a few things to say, and that is cut 104. Let's hear it.
All right.
More broadly about the issue of health care, former President Trump said on the debate stage he had, quote, concepts of a plan to replace the Affordable Care Act. Here is what he has said, though, in the past. Look.
We're going to have a health care plan that's going to be second to none. We have two plans coming out. We already have the concept of the plan. We'll be announcing that in about 2 months, maybe less.
Senator, can you clarify what is Donald Trump's health care plan?
But what President Trump's health care plan is actually quite straightforward. You want to make sure that pre-existing coverage conditions are covered. You want to make sure that people have access to the doctors that they need. And you also want to implement some deregulatory agenda so that people can choose a health care plan that fits them.
All right. Okay. I want to stop it here because this is like an old plan. This is like, you know, maybe 15 years ago, 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. And they want to open up health care a little bit, and they wanted to allow insurance companies to cross state lines in order to expand their insurance companies to other states and give people more options.
Sure.
Well, that sounds kind of cool, but you know what? These insurance plans normally have groups of physicians that you have to see.
Right.
And because of that, they're not going to send you to another state. Right?
Right.
They have groups.
It doesn't work that way.
Yeah. So they found out that insurance companies work better if they're local and they have local offices. So it's less expensive for them to just, you know, locate in one or two or three states or maybe even a region. Mm-hmm. But in this case, you know, they think this old plan about expanding insurance to other states, it's not going to work. It hasn't worked. Insurance companies didn't do it when they were offered the opportunity. Let's continue with that, Gunn.
A young American doesn't have the same health care needs as a 65-year-old American. A 65-year-old American in good health has much different health care needs than a 65-year-old American with a chronic condition. We want to make sure.
Okay, I want to get into that.
Right.
Because that was the other part of the argument, is that we need specialized health care in different parts of the country, in different regions, for different kinds of humans, like young ones or old ones.
Right.
And I'm sitting here thinking, we're all human, and we all have the same diseases. Either we have it at a young age or an old age, but we have the same diseases. There is nothing different. Remember, in this state, the Republicans debated what kind of health care plan the state could have. John Erfenbach actually put together a plan to have a statewide universal health care coverage.
Right.
But the Republicans didn't like it. But they do like the idea of making it very local. You know, they think, well, if we have local, we can gear our health care plans to people in Wisconsin because Wisconsin has special. No, they don't. They don't have any special needs. They don't have any different problems. We're all human. We have the same diseases everywhere. What in the hell? And, you know, I was screaming to the top of my lungs just like I did there.
Okay.
And all the time when I heard this argument, and no one, not one reporter in the press ever asked, aren't we all the same? Don't we have the same?
We're humanoids.
We have the same illnesses, sicknesses, pains, aches. What is it about you people? God, so,
easy,
I know,
big guy.
Easy, but
blood pressure. Okay.
Somewhere along the way, somebody's got to tell these people the truth. All right, let's continue that.
Okay.
chronic condition. We want to make sure everybody is covered, but the best way to do that is to actually promote some more choice in our healthcare system and not have a one-size-fits-all approach that puts a lot of people into the same insurance pools, into the same risk pools, that actually makes it harder for people to make the right choices for their families.
All right, so
who's going to make those decisions, right?
Who's going to make those decisions? And then they have the high-risk pools, which they used to have, and they didn't work.
Right.
The high-risk pools were very expensive, and almost everybody, like half the country, people in the country, have some kind of pre-existing condition. They would be foisted off into these high-risk pools, which cost a lot of money. They could never afford paying the monthly premiums.
Mm-hmm.
And then, guess what? The insurance companies and the state throw money into these high-risk pools.
Mm-hmm.
So when the insurance companies put money into these high-risk pools, they raise the premiums on everybody else.
Yeah.
So everybody else gets higher premiums per month because we have high-risk pools that supposedly saves these insurance companies money.
Right.
And what a business the insurance company has. Normally, insurance is based on covering everybody, having a large number of people, bringing the costs down for everybody. But when you start, isolating what people are in insurance by saying high-risk pools, everybody with a pre-existing condition goes into those high-risk pools, but we're only going to insure healthy people. Well, what kind of business is that, right? We only want the best.
Yeah.
If you get sick, you're out to pasture, pal. High-risk pool.
We got a text here, John. This texter says, also, insurance is regulated by the states. What happened to states' rights and local control?
There you go. I know.
Yeah.
And they wanted to regulate it, and they wanted to put all these different, you know, categories in for people because, you know, humans are different in Wisconsin. So,
well, we're a little different, but not that much.
Is there any more to that cut? Okay, let's play some more.
Okay.
You mentioned Obamacare. 20 million people are currently getting their health care through Obamacare. I guess the question is, and you're laying out some benchmarks here, but why should voters believe that a plan is forthcoming when you've heard Donald Trump say so many times in the past that he's going to be putting forward a plan? It still hasn't happened yet.
But a lot of it goes down, Kristen, to deregulating the insurance market so that people can choose a plan that actually makes sense for them.
Well, they're not going to know what kind of illness or sickness or accident they're going to have. That's ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense at all. And these guys are out there, you know, answering the questions that the reporter are asking. But how come people are sitting in the audience just absorbing this and saying, yeah, well, that makes sense. Yeah, I think that'd be perfect. You know, let's have a choice, you know. Boy, oh, boy. You know, choice is okay when you're trying to pick an insurance plan that covers your illness, possible illness or accident. But choice is bad if you're deciding to have a family or not.
Mm.
A lot of this doesn't make any sense, and it makes me upset. I get very upset about these things. I really have too much coffee sometimes.
But coffee's good for you.
Yeah, that's it. So. But they don't report on the part where you get a little too
animated,
anxious,
a little jittery. Right. Okay.
I think we have time for one more here.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Fox asked Trump about his debate performance.
Oh.
In California, press conference. Let's check this out.
Okay. Questions on the debate. First of all, I know you've said that you will not do another debate. Some of your own Republican allies have come out and said that you missed the mark. That you missed.
No. Excuse me. Most of my Republican allies had said I was great in the debate. You're just like, you know, a lot of other people at Fox.
My crowd said
that. Why don't you say most 94% of the Republicans said I did phenomenally in the debate.
Some said that
I could have been tougher. I don't know how I could have been tougher when I said he's the worst president and she is the worst vice president in the history of our country. 94% of the Republicans, and the only one that wouldn't, maybe a Mitt Romney or somebody like that.
Yeah.
But we've gotten great praise for the debate. And based on the polls, like Rasmussen being up 6 today, the first poll out, based on the polls, obviously, I did well in the debate. Also, based on the debate polls, where I sometimes had, in one case, 92%
here
win.
Goes.
So, you know, look, you come from Fox. You shouldn't play the same game as everybody else.
Wow.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, we're paying you. You know, you're part of my network. We didn't ask you to ask that kind of question. Right. What are you thinking?
Sit down.
Get out.
Yeah, what are you doing in here anyway?
Did he say Rasputin? Paul?
Rasmussen.
It sure sounded like it.
Kind of fits in
Rasmussen. Rasmussen or something.
Well, it's Rasmussen. But, you know, they're very, Rasputin. they uh, they ask questions that kind of lead people to answer in a certain way.
Yeah.
And they're a right-wing polling group. Mm-hmm. We don't take them seriously.
No, we don't.
But we do report their results. I don't know why.
Because it's a poll. Yeah.
So that's Idiocracy for today, folks.
That's it. That's it. It's 6:49. And coming up after 7 o'clock, a little bit later on in the show, Mike McCabe will join us. He'll be talking about some baseball, baseball, inside baseball. And, of course, we've got our Go for the Green or Gold Text to Win contest right around the corner in about 10 minutes or so, right here on 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lawball Show.
Shop Furlow Mattress during our Labor Day sale. It's our biggest sale of the season. Get a free box spring with a mattress purchase. Or upgrade to an adjustable base and save even more. At Furlow, every mattress we make is factory direct and custom made locally for you. And it's backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Don't fall for the other guy's mattress gimmicks. Furlow has no middleman, so you'll get the comfort you want and save a whole lot of money. American made, locally crafted. Furlow.
Some big ideas being shared at the Cap Times Idea Fest in Madison. Civic Media is proud to be a part of it and will broadcast the one-on-one discussion with Liz Cheney. Hear why the former Republican Party leader does not support Donald Trump and more on Friday, September 20th at 7:30 p.m. Coverage featuring Liz Cheney live from Idea Fest, Friday night, September 20th at 7:30 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Ow! Oh! Woo! Shut it down! I'm back! I'm back! I'm back!
Yeah!
I'm back! Huh. I'm back!
Come on!
Get up off of that thing! And dance to do you better!
This will get you going.
Get up off! Thing.
Yeah.
Right on.
Get off. Get up off of that bed. 92.7 WMDX, the John and Gordy Family Show.
It's 6:51. Sunshine today, highs in the mid 80s. Right now, it's approximately 57 degrees, according to some of the thermometers. We still don't have a real clear reading.
We're going to have some trouble with that because the temperature keeps changing. So
yeah, you got to keep up with it. Okay.
Different sources, different temperatures.
That's it.
But again, there's high places and low places, and depends on where they put the thermometer, right?
Well, again, the official thermometer's out at the airport, but nobody lives at the physical thermometer
for the studio here? We can put it in the windowsill.
Great idea, Sam.
The windowsill.
Get a man on that.
Well, it'll pick up most of the heat in the room.
I think that's a great idea. Go ahead and,
Climb up to the second floor window and put it in the windowsill on the outside.
Dangle it down a string. Hang it from a string so we can see
that's
the
a great
roof
idea.
Yeah. From the top of the roof.
You can tell if it's windy.
What the hell, right? Oh, man.
We do have access to the roof, so we can
get up
there.
You guys have been up there. Yeah. I have not.
Yeah. It's kind of fun.
Maybe we should take a field trip up there after the show.
Yeah. We're going to fly some paper airplanes off.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. We'll retrieve them so they're not litter. We'll track them.
Do you have are you playing games of Twister up there? Is that...
No.
All right.
Not yet.
Just one.
We could, I suppose. Well,
just a game. Okay. That's all it is, man. It's not nothing sexual. I'm not suggesting.
Okay.
All right. Let's get to something more serious, okay?
Oh, okay. Bring us all down. Thanks.
Well, we've talked about this reporter before. Phil Williams. He's a reporter for a Tennessee station, NBC5.
Okay.
There are a lot of NBC5s all over the country, aren't there?
There are. Yeah.
He said, some on the far right are desperately trying to find one case of a migrant eating cats and dogs to prove that migrants are doing the same, other migrants. which would be like finding a mega person who committed a violent crime to prove all Trump supporters are criminals. Hey, wait. No, that's true. Anyway, the Tennessee Holler wrote, only with minorities and immigrants do they paint an entire race with one brush if one person does something bad. Mm-hmm. And that's racism.
Yeah.
Now, the whole thing here is that's what they do.
That is what they do.
They churn this stuff out. It's a very efficient machine on the right where they take one small incident, blow up out of proportion, and take it nationwide. And we're seeing that in Springfield, Ohio. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a perfect example of doing that. And they don't have any remorse doing it, you know, having bomb threats.
No.
You know, troopers now protecting high schools. Just ridiculous stuff here. But, you know, no skin off there. Yeah, they're just bringing attention to the issue. No, right. You aren't. You're panicking people and destroying their lives.
Yes. And the Ohio governor, who's Republican, came out against it and said, yeah, knock it off.
Yeah.
You know, this is crazy. You're causing bomb threats and all kinds of, you know, people are running around Springfield, Ohio, trying to defend this thing and trying to move on.
Exactly.
Get back to normal.
In fact, could you cue up Cut 99? And this is the story. Ohio Governor DeWine on ABC says, absolutely not, when asked if he's seen any evidence of Haitian immigrants eating pets.
Okay.
And let's check out what Governor DeWine said.
But do you see any evidence as governor of the state that Haitian immigrants are eating pets?
No. Absolutely not. That's what the mayor said. That's what the chief of police has said. I think it's unfortunate that this came up. Let me tell you what we do know, though. What we know is that the Haitians who are in Springfield are legal. They came to Springfield to work. Ohio is on the move, and Springfield has really made a great resurgence with a lot of companies coming in. These Haitians came in to work for these companies. What the companies tell us is that they are very good workers. They're very happy to have them there. And frankly, that's helped the economy. Now, are there problems connected? Well, sure. There's, when you go from a population of 58,000 and add 15,000 people onto that, you're going to have some challenges and some problems. And we're addressing those. We're working on those every single day. Primary care is essential. The other thing we're working a lot on is driving. We have Haitians who, frankly, many times have not driven before. We need to get more driver's training, and we're working on that. So these are things that we are working on. Springfield is moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
I've always felt that, and as the governor of the state of Ohio, you know, we want people who want to come here who are legal, where they come from another state or another country, want to work.
That's right.
And that's it.
You know, it pretty much, I think what he just made it sound like was the American dream.
Mm-hmm.
Immigrants coming here, working, starting their own jobs or businesses, and working for companies and corporations, by the way, who requested them to be imported there,
right,
because they had a labor shortage in that town. This is the American dream. This is what it's all about.
Yeah.
They could have said this, and they probably did say it about the Irish or the Italians. We're going through this, and because of the media and the access and the social media sources now, it's like, you know, 10 times worse when you start vilifying these immigrants who are just coming here seeking out the American dream.
Yeah. And again, as he pointed out, they're legal. It's legal.
Yeah.
These are not illegal immigrants.
We hear
immigrants.
Them say illegal all the time.
Right.
That it's not
true.
That's
not the case.
No.
Yeah.
Crazy stuff. I know. I want to move on to this. This is really 1 minute? All right.
1 minute.
I'm sorry to let you down, John.
I know.
The clock just keeps ticking.
It does. I know Father Time has said that to me a number of times.
Well, coming up in our next hour, though, we've got Mike McCabe, as we do every Wednesday.
Yes,
he's going to talk about his Substack blog. He has an article on a connection with baseball.
A connection with baseball, his son.
Uh-huh.
It's a good story.
We'll find out more about that. Also, our Go for the Green or Gold contest, our Text to Win contest, just a few minutes away, will reveal today's keyword for the 7 o'clock hour. As we get going here on the John and Gordy Show into our next hour, right here on 92.7 WMDX Madison.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a Hump Day edition. We have from the Lincoln Project, Trigvi Olson, and Up North News Radio's Pat Kreitlow. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, 2 indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the green or gold with your local Civic Media radio station. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.